Yo, you already know what it is, man. It's your boy, A&R for the Streets. Welcome to the A&R for the Streets podcast. You feel me? We got a special guest on the podcast today. A dope Toronto rapper that's been doing his thing in the city, been dropping songs after songs. He just donated some guap to a music fund. You feel me? The man just donated like 5 bands. He support the movement. You feel me? So shout out to 724 Capo. What Capo was popping, man? How you doing, man?
You already know. You feel me? Blessed. Just here cooling.
You good?
Yeah.
Say less. I see you smoking a thing. You smoking a big fat one. I've seen you. Yeah, man. Yo, just to start the whole interview, man, I just want to ask you, like, what's popping? How you been, man? How's, like, what's going on with you?
I've just been cool and stuff. I've just been working on my merch. You know what I mean? My TLM merch. You feel me?
Yeah.
TLM mask out right now.
Well, that's dope.
I've been working on some more music and stuff like that. I've been in the studio lately, working on a tape.
Okay, say less. So, like, okay, so for people that don't know you, you know, so this is because this video, this podcast is about to go on YouTube and all podcast platforms and things like that. So can you tell them a little bit about yourself, like where you're from, a city you're repping, and also, like, what got you into doing music?
I'm from Toronto, you know what I mean? Repping Neptune Block, you know what I mean? Things like that. What got me into music is, like, the things we've been through, you know, just the struggles in life and stuff, you know. Kind of did what I wanted to do for the neighborhood, you know, put my neighborhood on the map, you feel me?
Okay.
Things like that, you know, let everybody know we're all here too, you know.
Okay, true. Okay, so I wanted to ask you, like, so growing up, like, what kind of music did your parents listen to? Like, what are some of your influences?
Oh, like, growing up, like, reggae, shit like that, but, like, my mom listened to, so, like, a lot of hip-hop and shit, you know, Biggie and stuff, things like that, but more on the R&B vibe, you know, like, she used to listen to Jodeci, you know what I mean, all that stuff, like, different, you know, old school stuff, Yvonne, you know, Mary J. Blige, okay. Faith, all that stuff, you know.
Okay, so, what was the first hip-hop artist you listened to and be like, damn, I like this shit, I want to start rapping now? Like, who was the artist that really influenced you to get in the booth?
It might sound weird, but, like, yo, I used to hear DMX and be like, yo, this guy is snapping. Like, yo, I used to hear that guy and be like, this guy's crazy, you know? He's tweaking and stuff, you know? And then, like, my uncles and stuff, you know, used to listen to Styles P and Jadakiss the Locks, you know? So, like, you know, more inspired by, like, you know, the old school type vibe, you know?
The old school type vibe. Okay, DMX is dope. But DMX got beef with Toronto.
You feel me?
He was just dissing Toronto on fucking Drink Champs podcast. Like, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about DMX calling people in Toronto stupid?
You know, the man's smoking. You know, you know what he's smoking on. So, you know, he can't really take his words for anything serious, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's like taking a bum, no disrespect there. Like, you know, someone that's smoking on what he's smoking on the road serious. You can't take those people serious. You know?
I feel you, man. I was like, yo, what's wrong with this guy, man?
He's probably looking for something to smoke at the time. And, you know, whatever happened, happened.
Whatever happened, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you might be right, man. I don't know what the hell happened. Why would he do this Toronto like that? You know, there's a backstory from what I've been hearing. A few
got robbed or something. You know?
Some shit. But yeah, man, that's dope. That's dope. You got inspired by what you call it, DMX and Jadakiss and things like that. So you feel like the type of music you put out, do you feel like you're trying to be lyrical in your songs, you're trying to drop some bars, or you go more with the more melodic, or you're trying trap type songs?
It's more like, yeah, like a, like, you know, I'm trying to, like, be versatile with it. Like, you, I can show you, I can come on that hard shit, I can show you, I can come on that melodic shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you feel me? Like, I'm not, like, gonna, like, act like, yo, I'm too gangster to sing for the shorties or things like that. Like, you know what I mean? It is what it is, you know. Music's music, you know what I mean? This is art. So, it's, you know, that's what I'm trying to do.
Facts. So, what's your creative process like? So, do you write your own music, or do you have, like, you have people that be in the studio with you to help you out? Like, what's your creative process like?
Like, at the beginning, I'll be honest, like, when I started rapping, I just did, you know, like I said, I just did for the dogs, them, you know, things like that. I wasn't taking it that serious. But I wasn't writing that at the beginning at all. Like, you know what I mean? My whole first tape for TLM, I never wrote. Like, if you take in some of the lyrics that I'm saying, like it's not even like I mess up or like, it's like I switch it up because I never wrote it. Like, you know, I punch back in or, you know, jump back onto the track. I never like had the time. I never actually sat down and wrote a 16. You know what I mean?
Freestyle it.
Yeah, so I freestyled my whole first tape. You know what I mean? Just punching, freestyle, punching. And then like, I'd have a song and I'm like, oh, this is hard. I made like 20 songs, 25 records, like, you know, 30 records. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to put together 10 records and then push out a tape with it, you know, all whatever, you know. But I never really had to like, want to tell anybody like, yo, you know, doing this, you know, straight, no freestyle, no pen and pad, like, you know. It was whatever, like, you know, because I wasn't, like I said, I wasn't serious about it then, yeah. You know, but now, like, you know, I'm serious and I'm gonna get in the platform to be letting people know, like, yeah, that whole first tape was like, you know, freestyle.
Oh, right. Dope. Okay, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So what's your take on the, because in hip hop these days, there's been a big debate about ghostwriting and if you gotta write your own rhymes and things like that. So what's your take on the ghostwriter or having a ghostwriter to write your rhymes for you?
I feel like, yo, man, we're in the world, like, you know, you learn, you go to school, right? Like, fuck, if you go to school, you know English, you know how to write, make a rhyme, you should be able to put your shit together. Like, I don't really support the ghostwriting stuff, you know? Like, you know?
So you, okay, let me ask you this question. But so you don't support-
It's whatever sometimes, but like, I don't consider that shit, right? At all, I wouldn't do that, like, you know?
You wouldn't, like, okay, let me ask you this question now. So, okay, great. This writer came up to you, or this rapper came up to you, and he has this dope ass song. He had the hook ready. He already has the verse ready, and the song sounds like a hit. And all you gotta do is go in the booth and just take the rhymes and just rap whatever he give you. Give you the reference track. You just gotta rap the reference track. You wouldn't do it.
No.
Nah, you want to do it.
I want to hear nothing after the fact, like, yo, I did that for you. Or I want to hear that shit.
Okay. Like, all right. I see. I guess it's in you then. You just a rapper. Because not everybody could just easily just rap rhymes and things like that. Some people need help. You know what I mean? Some people need the help. They need a ghostwriter to be in the studio to help them out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like, I'm just, like, rapping, like, you know, like, when I was younger, I used to, like, you know, just rap on the block and do little freestyles and shit. So now I'm just, like, you know, that's what I just do. I just go in the booth, I just do shit like that. That's at first. But now, like, now I've been writing this shit, you know? I really want to, like, you know, stand up. I know I could easily, like, write, you know? If I could freestyle, pretty sure I could write down everything I was freestyling plus more, you know what I mean? And make it more interesting. You know what I'm saying?
So, okay. So how would you describe the type of music you make then? Like what type of music do you feel like you make?
Like that new age hip hop, like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, like what's going on right now? Like, you know, I could adapt to it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I listen to that old stuff. Yeah, I was probably like, you know, you know what I mean? But I could adapt to this new music shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can make new music and shit. But like everything, like, you know, I don't know. To me, like, the rap scene in Toronto is obviously different than the rap scene in America, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everyone's looking for that American vibe, you know what I mean?
Yeah, at the same time,
you know? So, like, if you're not really, like, open to that shit, I don't really, you know, you're not going to really see much opportunities because you got to kind of be open to that type of shit, you know what I mean? Be able to come off with that, with the words different. Because we speak proper English in Canada, you know what I mean? So when we're rapping, shit's coming too correct, you know what I mean? When you're writing shit, you're coming too correct, and like, yeah, to you, you're like, I want to make sense, perfect sense, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's not how it's going with the beat, like, you know what I mean? People want to hear the slang with it, you know what I mean?
Vibe good type shit, you know what I mean? Yeah,
fact. Like thing, like, you know what I mean? Little shit like that, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, true that. Okay, yeah. So what's your background? Like where your family from?
Jamaica stuff. My family's from Jamaica stuff.
Okay, so you never really like tap into the dancehall and reggae vibes, or you just mostly just straight hip hop?
Nah, but I'm gonna tap into it for sure. You know, that's like something that has to happen. You know,
you're gonna tap into some dancehall.
Yeah, has to happen. You know, it has to happen. Gotta get the culture, you know. Has to happen.
Yo, facts. I had an interview with one with a reggae artist, a dancehall artist, and we were discussing how the whole slangs in Toronto, the whole vibe, the whole culture in Toronto is kind of like inspired by Jamaicans. You feel me? Jamaican kind of like started the whole slangs. If you speak in slang in Toronto, it's kind of like Jamaican slang. If you go to Jamaica, that's how they talk. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Facts.
You feel me? So do you feel like Jamaicans get enough credit for creating the culture in Toronto?
I'm pretty sure they do. Like, you know what I mean? Like, everybody knows. Like, everybody knows. If people don't know, like, Jamaica has a huge impact on Toronto culture, they're lying, you know?
Big facts.
Like, come on, like you go to Mesha's right now. You go anywhere in like Mesha's, wherever you're going, like, you know, I don't eat from there, you know. People like, you always just shout them out. But yo, you could go wherever, like, you know, I'm just talking from something I used to do when I was a kid. But yo, you can go wherever, you're gonna see white people walking in the store, Chinese people, brown people, whatever, like all cultures walking in the store, you know what I mean?
True.
Buying oxtail, you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Hey, fucking chill. I love Jamaican food for real.
Yeah, so you could tell.
But also a Jamaican guy created hip hop. You know what I mean? Since like Jamaica really have the influence on a lot of things. You know?
Yeah, facts.
Like on some real shit, they really have like the impact on a lot of things. But yeah, so like as being a Toronto rapper and being from Canada, like, what's your take on the whole music industry in Toronto and in Canada in general? What do you see it going?
Like, I'm not gonna lie, like, you know, like, we're getting a lot of recognition out there and stuff, you know? And I'm telling you, like, even with the playoffs that we won, like, that obviously brought a lot of, you know, light to our city and stuff like that. People are taking it to Toronto now, like, for sure. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, it's kind of hard for us to kind of stand out because we're Canadians, you know what I mean? They don't really want to let us in the door, but it is what it is, you know? We have, like, the biggest artists in the world, you know what I mean? So,
big fact. So just moving on what you just said, knowing that we have the biggest artists in the world, such as Drake, The Weeknd, now we got Tory Lanez out there doing his thing, Nav out there doing his thing, and Presser's out there really doing his thing as well, right? So why do you feel like... There's still more. There's still way more Canadians out there. There's freaking Daniel Caesar, the freaking R&B artist, doing his thing as well. There's so many Canadians out there doing their thing. But what I wanted to ask you, right, I posted a post the other day on my page, and I was saying how artists from the city don't really have to leave the city. All we really need is get the infrastructure in the city, get the city popping, so no one have to leave and go to LA, go to Miami, go to New York, and things like that. So do you feel like artists need to leave the city to make it in the hip-hop industry, or can they just blow up in Toronto first, then branch off type thing?
Like in a way, we do, like, you know what I mean? Because there's a lot more out there to offer, you know? Can't really keep your mind trapped, you know? That's where I was going with TLM thing, too. Like, you know, the trap mentality. You got to get out there more, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot more. When I went to London, England, like, you know, just it's different. Everything's different, you know? You're out there, you know, when I was out there. And Miami, I went to Miami. Everything's different, you know what I mean? So it's good to tap in with everything out there. Not saying, like, you know, but, like, to know, like, you come from a city, I'm pretty sure everybody that, wherever they come from, you don't really want to stay there. Like, you know what I mean? You want to get out. Like, come on, like, it's like, you know, why would I want to be somewhere I've been my whole life? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but what I'm trying to ask you, like, do you feel like, okay, great, you've been here your whole life. Do you feel like, okay, great, you have to move to Atlanta, okay, to make it in the rap game? Or can you just build up your music business here?
I feel like you do, because like the hate in the city is crazy, you know, and the population in the States is more, like, you know what I mean? Like, you could be in a city, in a town in the States and get a million views off of just the people in the city and the town. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Which in Toronto, you have to get off the whole, that like, you basically getting your million views off of the whole of Canada. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, you know, in a good percentage of the whole of Canada. So at the end of the day, it's just like the States does, you know, have more to offer with the music industry, I believe, you know, right now, regardless, you know, they've been doing their thing, like, come on, like, you know.
Okay. Okay, true. That's a valid answer. But do you think like with the help of the internet kind of like eliminate the fact that you need to travel to the States to do that, because you have access to like a billion of people on the internet on your phone. You know what I mean? You could easily just post something. Just case example, such as a kid named Doovy, 17 Doovy from Jane and Finch. Right
Yeah,
now,
shout out to him.
shout out to Doovy. It's super bumping on the internet. You know what I mean? And it's from Jane and Finch. I'm sure the people that really like support him going in his comments are not just from Toronto, you know? I'm sure they're not just from his block. They're probably from all over the world, you know? But the fact
Facts.
that he's getting so much engagement on his page, that's how the labels were able to kind of like recognize, oh shit, who the fuck is this kid? He's booming. Like everybody's shouting him out. But I feel like that's the reason why I kind of said that. I'm like, yo, you really could just make it from the city on the internet. You know what I mean? You could make it from Toronto on the internet. You know, because I know a lot of artists that moved to New York or moved to whatever, and they still didn't get no love. Because this rappers in New York that ain't getting no love. They're not even getting love from their radio stations. You feel me? So I feel like with the help of the internet, artists don't really need to leave. They just need to set their base in the internet, put out consistent content, and build up their fan base. Then okay, great. Then do collaborations with American artists. Then that's how I feel like you'd be able to cross over after you build the foundation. You already in your city on the internet. You know, I feel like the internet is the world. You know what I mean? Like real shit. Cause the internet, you could easily just make it seem like you're really balling on the internet. You actually just create a personality just on there. You know what I mean?
Those are a lot of you do on the cap shit, you
Yeah,
know?
a lot of these motherfuckers are not cap shit for real. But yeah, I seen a lot of songs that you released previously. You have a lot of features from your camp, like you know what I mean. So what I want to ask you, like, besides your camp, besides the dudes you work with on your team, on your squad, which other artists do you feel like you want to collaborate with?
From where though, like not the city. You
Yeah,
mean obviously.
it could be Toronto, Canada, the States. Like, where do you see yourself collaborating with?
Fuck. Try to do that. Like, I'll do a collab like with Derek and Vaughn. It was like Derek, you know what I mean? RP Vaughn and them, you know what I mean? And forget like I'll do like a collab with like fuck. Just try to do a collab with Pooh Shiesty or something, like you know what I mean? New artists is like that just came out, ESTG, shit like that. You know? Like if I'll try to go throwback too and get like Jadakiss and them niggas, like, you know, do little collabs with them and stuff. But that'd be like legendary type shit, you know? That'd be like really off like, you know, those ones on my bucket list, like.
Yeah, facts. Yeah, one thing I feel like that's like a hack. I feel like artists should really tap in. It's like, you know, because now Pusha Icy is like up there now. You know, his feature price was probably like two bands before, like a band before. You know what I mean?
I have an email, I mean not email, a DM. I have a feature with his, I don't know if his cousin, brother, or whatever, right? Baby Shiesty, right? I have a feature with Baby Shiesty. He was hitting me up when I was, when they first came out, I was hitting him up and he gave me a feature price of 7,500 for Pooh Shiesty. You know what I mean? I don't know why I didn't take it, you know what I mean? But
That's
like
probably like bands now.
that's been $10,000 Canadian, you know, and I'm like, yo, fuck, like, I'm not really like, you know, I don't really give a fuck. Like I'm out here for real. I don't even care. Like I just don't wanna like waste my money. Like, yo, me like with this rap shit, remember I'm not I like I wasn't used to this. Like I didn't understand the pay-to-play game, you know what I mean? Like I'm just looking at it like, yo, 10,000 just for a nigga to say or one, two words on a verse. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's different for me. Like I was like, that's crazy, like you know.
Like that's
But
probably
now
gonna
I understand it, like you know, now I understand it. Right now I paid that $10,000 one time, you know, but it's too late. Now it's 30, 32,
it's
probably
like
30,
it, man.
10,000.
That's what I was about
Yeah,
to
50
say.
grand.
Sometimes, like as artists, if you like on the come up as well, I'm sure artists recognize other artists from other cities, from like New York, ATL, that they see that's on the come up. To me, if I was an artist and I see the artist that's on the come up, that's getting some light, some love, I would hit him up and be like, yo, if I knew Ghana or some shit like that, yo, what's popping? What's your feature prices? 1,000? Ah, let's lock that shit in. You know what I mean? Just lock in the feature. and
Damn.
built the buzz.
Trying for that one.
You know what I mean? You know one person I feel like that did that in the city? Big Lean. Big Lean was getting features like crazy. He had a feature with Chief Keef. He had features with bare artists. You know what I mean? He just tapped in with them when they were like super early. You feel me? So I feel like tapping in with artists super early is a good look. You know what I mean?
Yeah, RP Vaughn. I was talking with his young boy, O-Block Gucci, right? I have a feature with him. And he was supposed to get signed by Vaughn and everything. And I was supposed to go to Atlanta and do the video with him in Atlanta. I'm pretty sure he would have been with Vaughn and them clearly because he got signed to them, right? So it would have been a proper video, you know what I mean? It would have been crazy. But he got sentenced to 8 years, you know what I mean? Free him. You know what I mean? And Vaughn passed away, so it's just crazy. You know what I mean? It's crazy. One went to jail and then one passed away. You know what I mean? The nigga that was about to sign him passed away. Like,
And
crazy.
yeah, it is crazy. R.I.P. Von, for real. That was one of my new favorite artists. So moving from what you just said, from the answer you just said, right? From Von being passing away, from his artists getting locked up, do you feel like that being a rapper is kind of like one of the most dangerous job to have?
Yeah, you putting your head out there for real. You putting your neck out there for sure. Like especially like for your neighborhood or whatever area you come from, you know, you're obviously putting your face out there, and everybody know it. That's where you stand from, you know what I mean? Like fuck, anybody from your neighborhood could go fucking slap the shit out of someone or go rob them, and then you don't even know that's your problem. But that because you're the face of the neighborhood for sure, that's your problem, you know. You know what I mean? So that's you know, it's a fucked up situation, but it is what it is, you know what I mean? That's why kind of people want to get out, you know, because there's so much going on in the city to deal with, you know, what's behind being a rapper. When people go to the States and stuff, they're not worried about that shit. Going to clubs comfortably, everything comfortably.
Okay, I see what you're saying. I see where you're coming from with that. So you feel like when an artist go to the States, they're not worrying about, oh shit, I'm from Jane and Finch. I'm from Malvern. You know, they in the States, they're in Chicago. They don't know nowhere in Chicago. You know,
Nah, for
so you're right. They're
sure.
not repping no. They're not repping no block in New York. You know
Yeah,
what
for
I mean?
sure. Nah. Yeah.
I see definitely where you're coming from. So how do you feel like from seeing numerous rappers getting shot or being locked up? Just recently, a lot of rappers just got locked up in Toronto. So how do you feel like rappers should move nowadays?
Nah, pardon me, how we should move nowadays?
How do you feel like rappers should move? Especially if you got a name to yourself, you know?
Fuck. I don't even know. I have no advice on that really, but like just move how you gotta move, you know? Like it's kind of like this because I ain't gonna tell nobody stay inside. I ain't gonna tell nobody to go hide, like you know what I mean? I ain't gonna tell nobody. But just do your thing, you know what I mean? Just bro, just stay on point, stay woke, like you know what I mean? Make sure you know you're watching everything. It's kind of hard to tell people how to move, you know, because
Big
everyone's, you know,
facts. Big facts.
their own person.
I had an interview with Jay Prince, from Houston, and I asked him that question, and he was like, "Yo, rappers should start moving with security. You know what I mean? Especially if you got a name, you need to hire some security. You know what I mean? You gotta move right." If you go to a city, you gotta fucking hire fucking security. That's pretty much what you gotta do.
Yeah, that's big money, you know, that's big budget money right there.
That's big money. When you're getting that money, you gotta spend the bread. You feel me?
Money,
Like for real.
yeah, you
For real, for real. That's like an investment. No cap. Yeah, no cap. But yeah, I wanted to ask you that as well. So like when it comes to the city, I feel like Toronto is getting a lot of love when it comes a lot of attention on the rap scene, right? But not too many artists are making it out. They're getting the attention, but they're not making it out. Such as Academics was given, had a live or whatever, maybe was showcasing rappers in the city and things like that. But why do you think like these labels are still reluctant to sign these artists, to sign artists from Toronto?
Canadian vibe, you know, like I'm telling you, they want the American, it's fucked up, but they want that American vibe with it, you know, that American swag, you know what I mean? Only not a lot of people could pull that off, you know what I mean? As you can see, only one person pulling that off that I can see, like Doovy's pulling that off, like you know what I mean? Where it's like they could accept him, like you know what I mean? Like, yo, you make music that we can all listen to, we can all fucks with, you know what I mean? Shit like that. Like, then, you know, some people push themselves out there and just go out there and they accept them, you know, they start accepting them, you know, shit like that. Like, you know what I mean? That's what has to happen because it's the Canadian, trust me, bro, it's like hard, you know, for them, it's hard to listen to our music.
You know,
you're American.
You're not
it's cap. Hard for them to listen to our music. They hear our music and they're like, yo, some bullshit, like, you know, off the back. Like, they hear fucking one direct, you know, proper English.
And it's they bullshit. Be like, ah. That's how they
say. I don't want to hear that.
Yo, that's what they mean. To London, the England artists, you know what I mean? They be like, ah, what are all these niggas the same?
Yeah.
Like, got knives and shit.
No, you're putting bars in your raps and saying, yo, I'm cheese. Or, yeah, the fuck is that? Like, you know what I mean? You can't say that in your bars. No, like, can't yo, put shit like that.
Yo, that only Drake is able to do shit like that now because it's up there now. Now you could.
Yeah, so you could let them know. Like, he'll let them know.
Yeah,
after.
Yeah.
Like, you guys want to laugh with me? He'll laugh with them. Like, you know?
Yeah. Yes,
you. But, like, for us to do it, it's like, bro, what did you do to yourself?
Yo, you make a valid point. I never really took it in like that. It's true, though. Cause
yeah, it's hard for them to hear us.
Yo, you made me laugh because it's so true. Now, I remember Drake made a song and he said some Toronto lingo. And I went on Twitter, but what the hell Drake mean by when he said domas? What?
Yeah.
Anyway, Googling that shit.
And yeah.
Toronto was trying to explain what it means. I was like, yo, can you imagine being an upcoming Toronto artist and you just straight Toronto lingo type shit. So it's kind of like hard for them to accept you for real. So you're not capping on that.
Yeah, you have to be open-minded. Trap lives matter, you know what I mean? See, I guess.
Okay, say less. But yeah, so what you got coming up though? Like, I see you just dropped that song. Let me just play that song you just dropped. Called Different Strains. Like, what's that song is about?
Like, you know, put yo TLM on my back. Like, I'm trying to put it on the map. Like, you know, put my neighborhood on the map with that. Like, you know what I mean?
What is TLM? What is that?
Trap Lives Matter. You know what
is
I
that,
mean?
Is that a record label or is that a group?
It's Trap Lives Matter right now. It's just no merch I'm selling right now. You know what I mean? It's a movement. You know what I mean? It's like more like the trap mentality. You know, people think, a lot of people probably think it's like, you know, because the street stuff, you know, so they think it's like has to do with the trap and shit like that. Yeah. But nah, it's more the trap mentality, you know, that we live in. Like, you know what I mean? Because like they put us in an environment where like grocery stores right there, the pharmacies right there, your doctor's right there. Everything you need is right there. The little gyms, this, that, you know what I mean? To keep you
in the community. It's true.
You know what I mean? They keep you in the community, keep you locked in the community. So it's just like, you know, like it's a blocked mind statement. So you're going to always know like, okay, everything's right there. I don't need to go further. I don't need to go nowhere. Like, I don't need to go 2 hours away, 3 hours away, 4 hours away. You know what I mean? If you go 3-4 hours away, you'll see how life is different. You know what I mean? Just 3-4 hours away, you'll see life is different from out the city. You get what I'm trying to say? So why, like, you know, it's just, it's like, you know, it's all a plan. It's just a plot, like, you know, but I don't want to sound like one of those guys, like, you know, the government and shit, but like,
it's a plot, bro. It's all about the joints.
Trap mentality, you know, TLM, you know, you gotta get out of that, you know, and just explore more, you know, get out there. Yep. I mean, it's for everybody, you know, it's not just, you know, focused on one thing or one culture or one group of people, you know, it's for everybody. So.
Well, just to elaborate on that, what you just said is so true. They kind of do keep us trapped in the block mentality. Because if you go to the suburbs and things like that, to the more bigger house communities, they don't have a little corner store or even like a grocery store in the corner or even LCBO or Money Mart. They don't have none of these things. You feel me?
You really have
to get out your neighborhood to go find and drive away to these places. So
exactly
what you just said is kind of true. They kind of do keep you trapped there so you don't go further than your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Wow. That's smart the way you think about it like that, you know?
Yeah.
Really smart. But yeah, so elaborate more on the different strains that you drop. What is that song about?
Like, yo, it's about like, you know, like just like, you know, different strains. Like first I was like, you know, smoking weed, and I'll be honest, it came up off the top like that track. Like That's a freestyle too. I didn't even write that track. That track came off the top. I made a track called Identified first. I wrote that though. I made that track and then I just, you know, decided I'll smoke weed. I'm like, yo, kind of loud man came in with different weed and like, what kind of loud is this? You know, I'm like, yo, man came with different strings. Da, da, da. And it was just like, you know, a jump off type of track, you know, and it just started going in. But and it just got deeper as it went in with the punch-ins and, you know, like, okay, I'm going to talk about TLM and, you know, I'm going to rock my merch now. And, you know, like knowing that I'm going to like, you know, so I'm going to rock my merch for the video and shit like that and, you know, push it more. Okay. So, yeah, first it was called Maps though. So it wasn't called, like, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't want to like, cause I'm like, okay, different strains, even though we made it at first, I'm thinking different strains. I'm like, yo, you know, people are going to think like, you know,
it's about weed. That. Oh yeah, I know.
That hood, yeah, that block shit, that different strain shit, you know?
Yeah.
But, and then I switched it to Maps, like TLM on my back, Maps, you know what I mean? But I'm like, nah, I'm just going to keep it like how it is, you know? Like, no, niggas can't tell me.
It sounds dope because you make people think, okay, that's what you think. Okay, think whatever it is. But yeah, let me just play people a little snippet of the song so they could get accustomed to what type of music you put out and things like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who made the beat?
These hoes got to hear this shit, Sauce.
I found the beat on YouTube and then I bought the beat after.
Okay.
That shit ride 88.
Yo, that's different strings by Capo.
Running off with the pack, there ain't no coming back. Intercepting the pack, he getting mommy wrapped. These niggas talking about trap, but they ain't know about trap. I'm talking EB on that, TLM on my back. I pull up in the cap, and I get on my whack. These niggas talking this shit, oh yeah, we on the map. The different lane, different string, ain't know about that. Different game, different chain, ain't know about that. I hear it all to the chat, oh yeah, they talk about cap. So why they acting like that, when I don't win all that? The nigga all on the ground, and he leaking off flat. And yeah, I'm getting this money, yeah, we off of the dot. So why you niggas wanna talk shit? Holla tips when I chalk you. These niggas talking like they want me. I know they really, really want me. Tell them get them off, you know, I kill them soft. Top of perk and chill, you know the deal. Show you in the feel, she know the deal. Do you know what's real? If this is real, if this is real.
Okay, this was 724 Capo. The song is called Different Strains. Make sure you guys check it out on all streaming platforms. Yo, the beat was dope. The song was really dope. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Like, what do you find all your beats? You find all your beats on YouTube? You just go on YouTube and buy.
Yeah.
You don't have a producer that you're working with directly?
Nah.
Oh,
okay. The thing, I've been like this YouTube beat. Just, you know, email the person and just buy the beat off of them or whatever.
Okay, so that's how you do it then.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what I want to ask you again, man, like, I feel like I said, the city's is on the verge right now to get a next big star. Like you said, Doobie's on the come up right now. He's over to the, I just seen him just cross to the States a little bit, right? He's doing his thing as well. And you on the come up doing your thing. So, like, what's next for you? So do you feel like with this rap thing, you're just going to be rapping? Or you feel like you're doing the rap thing for an avenue for other things? Are you planning on opening a business, get into real estate, starting your own record label? So what's your plan? What's your goals?
Like right now, I'm just like, you know, right now I'm just gonna push, you know what I mean? If I get out there, I get out there right now. But I'm working on like a record label. I want to turn TLM into a record label too, you know what I mean? Like start looking for some young artists and things like that, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And put them on too, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Everybody got to eat right now, no?
You're right. Everybody do got to eat. So do you, I had a grant writer. I had an interview with him on the podcast, and I was asking him questions about the grants. How do you get qualified for it? And he was showing me, like, all these things, how you can't curse, you can't be rapping about selling drugs, you can't get grants for that because it's the government that's paying for the grants. And when he said that, I'm like, wow, that's crazy how then who's gonna get the grants when these young rappers out here rapping? They can't get no money because they're not rapping to really like push the drug dealing. They're just rapping about what's going on in the hood, what's going on around them. They're just it's because what I learned about hip hop is kind of like the news. You know, when you listen to the rapper, it's kind of like a newscaster. You know, he's just telling you what's going on. You know, so do you feel like the city need to invest more in the culture, like, or should the people that's in the culture invest more, like yourself, like you said, starting a label? Should people like you start their own label and start signing artists yourself? What's your take on that?
Yeah, I think that's what should be going on. Like, you know what I mean? That would be the next big move. Like, you know, because everybody supporting, that would be like everybody supporting everybody. You know what I mean? Not everybody could be the guy to give other people the opportunity, but if you're the guy to do that, that'd be good. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Might as well do that. You know what I mean? That'd be the best bet for the city.
So why do you think the city's reluctant on how you call it, on funding hip hop music?
Meaning?
Like, why do you think like they don't want to put money in the culture? They don't want to open the studios and give these guys free studio time, and they don't want to focus on the art. Why do you think they're not focusing on the art and just helping these kids out? Because these kids really trying to make it out type shit. You know what I mean?
But it's like you said, a lot of mans are trying and it's not happening, right? So it's like mans don't want to put their time into a lot of people that are not. Like, it's messed up, you know? It's just how the world operates, you know? You don't see a lot of people making it out the cities, like, you know? It's fucked. It is what it is. You're going to have to work harder. Like, you know, if you want to make it out, you work harder for that, you know what I mean? Can't really put it on the person that's, you know?
Yeah, okay, you're right. So
I don't really blame them for not. Like, you know, I don't know. Probably I'm just seeing that, right? Because I'm in a position I'm in, but it's how it is, you know?
Yeah.
It's the world.
You see, I feel like watching the States and shit, you see Atlanta's open up and we're going through like this whole COVID pandemic and shit. Atlanta's open up, Houston, Miami's open up, Florida and all that shit. And they're doing shows. But we out here in lockdown for like a year, 2 years, like now. Like, what do you think about this whole COVID shit? Like, what's going on? Like, how you been able to like stay motivated to put music out and stay focused? Especially when there's nothing that's open in Canada.
I'd say, like, you know, like, bro, COVID probably destroyed some people, but COVID helped some people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So people made the smart investments or things like that, it helped them, you know what I mean? So I think if you're just, like, doing your business, like, you know what I mean? Because I have TLM Incorporated, like, you know, it's my business, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're selling stuff and merch and things like that, you're gonna, you know, improve and shit. Like, you're going to be blessed. You're going to be better off, like, you know? So that's all time to, like, you know, like, you're not going to have time to sit down and, like, stress about what's going on with this whole COVID pandemic if you're doing the right things, you know what I mean? Fact. If you're not, then I understand, but it is what it is, like, you know? Bro, you have to read these things. These things are coming. It's on the news, you know? These things didn't just happen, you know? They let people know it's closing down. You know, people who took it for a joke, you know, that's what happened. People took it for a joke. A lot of people took it for a joke. That's what happened, right? When it first happened, people were taking it for the biggest joke.
Yeah, it's true. People thought it was fake.
Yeah.
Okay, say a lot. So I'm glad, like I said, I see you doing your thing even throughout the whole thing. Like, you can't do shows, clubs shut down. You can't play your music in the clubs and expand your exposure. But you still out here focusing, dropping videos after videos. Because not every artist could do that, you know? A lot of artists are just giving up on this whole music shit, you know? But yourself, you're still going. I feel like the artists who are still going amid this whole pandemic are the one that's going to come on top when this thing's kind of like, when shit's starting to open back up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a big fact. Cause like real shit, that's a super big fact. But yeah, so
I took a break too, right? So I took a break too, right? Like, I was around for like a year.
Oh wow.
Okay. Yeah.
So that was okay. That's cool. So when you're not rapping for the year, you don't have like a team that would be managing your page, or you managing your YouTube, or is it just you just doing your thing?
Oh, it's just me just doing my thing, like, you know. 724 is a movement, but like, you know, we're all working together, but like, at the time, like, you know, we were just chilling. Like, we all made a good decision. Like, you know, we're just gonna chill right now. Like, you know, so okay. Everyone was just chilling for the year, you know.
Okay.
It's the best bet, you know, it's the best thing to do, like, best decision that we made. Like, you know, let's just chill for a year and, like,
and come back.
Analyze this game a bit and then come back harder, you know?
Yes, that's a fact. That's sometimes you gotta take a break and analyze things and come with your best punches. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because Monster Bishop could have dropped the track, Top Gen could have dropped the track, you know? You could make free Dito, you know what I mean? You could make Dito drop a track, but we just decided to just chill, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. Sure. So if you was in rapping right now, what would you be doing? Like, if you was in a rapper?
If I was in a rapper, you know, I'd be just taking care of the family, things like that. I'd probably working a 9-to-5 and shit like that, you know?
So would you be like, much. Okay, y'all. Yeah. I feel you, bro. But yeah, so based on all your songs that you release, what's your favorite song? Like, and like that means the most to you. Do you have like a song you feel like, yo, that's my best song? Like,
Want me. So,
what is that song about?
I was like, I'm like, you know, they really, really want me, you know?
Yeah, like,
the ops, the feds, you know, shit like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so, as you, throughout your whole musical career and things like that, you growing up as a man, like, what's the best advice somebody giving you? Like, yeah, who gave you the best advice, and what was that advice?
The best advice was my bad brother. The best advice was to stay out of the comments and stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like even when, like, you're in the comments, like, make jokes and shit. Like, don't take it too serious. I don't take the comments serious. Like, even if you see me responding, and, like, you know, shit like that.
Yeah.
Shit like that, I'm not really taking it serious, you know? I'm just fucking around. Comments, I don't take it serious. That's already what it is, because a lot of people are going to bash, you know? A lot of hate. There's a lot of hate. It's crazy. Like, you know, it could be anybody behind the computer, like, too. Like, it could be a fucking 5-year-old, a 6-year-old, 7-year-old telling you suck your mom, like, yo, this is, I'm gonna kill you. Like, come on, bro. They're not even showing their face out here. Like, you know what I mean? So it's just like, there's no point of that shit. Like, that's, I'm telling you that, I feel like that's the best, because, you know, a lot of people get insecure about the comments and shit, you know? Like, it gets to them, you know? I think that's the best bet still.
You're right about that, because One time I did a comment in somebody's page. Yo, they started going in on me comments. Somebody called me a B word, all kinds of things. You know what I mean? So that's when I realized, like, yo, I can't just be in the comments like that, just saying anything. Because people be hiding these pages. They have these fake pages, and they just go in. They be the most disrespectful in these comments.
Yeah, for sure. The comment shit could ruin a nigga's day and shit if you take it shit.
The comment shit will really ruin your day for real. You're not capping about that. Like, that's a fact. And also, do you feel like one thing I realized about when it comes to hip hop, bro, I realize a lot of artists suffers from a lot of mental health issues such as depression, anxiety. They got trauma from seeing a young homie getting shot and things like that. But it's not talked about in the music, like, entirely. Nobody really talk about it in the music. No, people don't really talk about it at all. Do you feel like mental health is a topic that rappers should start expressing more, should start talking about more in their music?
Nah, nobody should know this, but, like, only so much depression you can talk about, like, you know, like, till people are like, okay, I don't want to hear that shit no more, like, you know, yeah. It is what it is. Yeah, say what you have to say, like, let people know if, you know, you're feeling a way, but it is, I don't know, man, I can't speak on that still, because it's a real thing, like, mental health is a real thing, like, you know, there's people out here going to CAMH, this, that, and they're, like, you know, crazy people out here and shit, but it is what it is, you know, like, yo, you see shit, like, you know, try to be stronger than that, you know what I mean? Like, You know what I mean? You see shit. Yeah, you might see shit vividly. Like, you know, it might happen right in front of you. But, bro, like, try to push past that. You know what I mean? If you're not pushing past that, like, what's the point of even, like, you know, come on, bro. This is life. Like, what's the point of being here if you can't push past something? You know what I mean? You have to push past everything you go through, you know? What, you know what I mean? What doesn't break you makes you strong, you know?
You're true that. You're definitely right about that. So, so just to follow up my follow-up questions, I'm not going to hold you up for too long. So what advice would you like to share with the people that support you, with your supporters right now, on how to keep going and staying positive?
My advice to my supporters and stuff would be, like, you know what I mean? Find things to do. You know what I mean? If you're to be positive and stuff, like, just try to find things to do, like, you know what I mean, outside the box thinking. I mean, like, go, like, right now COVID has everything locked down, so it's kind of hard to tell people where to go and stuff, but, like, you know, just do things with family more, you know, stick with your family more. That's really what it is, like, you know, like, this place is, you know, with COVID going on especially, stick with your family more, you know what I mean? There's nothing, like, someone could go out, someone in your household can go outside and get sick today, and then they can't even take the sickness. Some people are getting COVID and they can take it, but some people can't, right? So some people can't take it, and then you're not going to see them, what, like, in the next, you know what I mean? Like, all of a sudden they're dying from COVID. Like, stick with your family right now. That would be the best, you know, advice to everybody right now. Just stay with your family. Stay around family. Right now.
Big fact. Being able to be around people that support you and love you, that's the best advice you could give people right now. Just being around your close friends, family that supports you and keeping your head there, that's the best thing you could definitely advise people. If you could change anything about the music industry in Canada, like in Toronto, like what would it be? What would you like to change?
Oh, fuck. That sounds like, you know, I don't really care. But I do, but I don't. The politics and shit, like, it is what it is. Like, yeah. You know, it is what it is. Like, it is what it is. But, like, at the end of the day, like, man's have to, like, you know, like, it would have been better if everybody wasn't, like, on what they're on, but it's too much, like, you know, loved ones lost and bloodshed for that to even be reversed, you know what I mean? But if Toronto was different and it was more, like, everyone was more linking with everyone and less violence was going on, for sure, we'd be more out the water with this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what's really keeping us under, like, right now, you know? And then, like, you have the blog sites to add into it, so it's just, you know, crushing the game even worse, you know? I even think academics helped. You know, he tried to help it, but he wasn't helping. Like, let's be real.
Yo, he tried to help. I just felt like by adding everyone from different blocks that have issues with each other, it was like
He's not even tapping back in. When's the last tap back in with Toronto?
You see? Yeah, he realized it was a mistake by adding everybody on there. That was, like, everybody got different issues with each other. You can't have people that have issues that had people that died in different blocks in the same page, on the
it's
same
really, page. It's really because, like, certain people are not around. Why academics not doing what he's doing? And we know that. Like, you know what I mean? Certain people are not around. So he's like, I'm not going to even bother with these guys right now. Like, you know what I mean? Sure. But if certain people were around right now, he'd be still tapping in and trying to start problems. And, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. Look what just happened, man. A lot of these young boys is locked up now, like, you feel me? Like, freedom is a must, you know?
Yeah, freedom is a must. Free everybody, you know what I mean?
Everybody.
Jobs for everybody.
Well, yeah, so what's next for you? Like, what can people expect from you? Like, do you have any new music dropping, a website, like merch and things like that?
Yeah, I'm dropping a website, traplivesmatter.ca, you know what I mean, just now. And I got right now, Yaya, my track, new track with a new video is about to drop. Just wait on it, like, right before, you know, March 25th, you know what I mean? Sorry about that, March 25th. And I got Ooh Damn dropping after that, you know what I mean, at the end of the month. And that's another video. So, like, you know, I have content coming out. And TLM Volume 2 is going to drop April 5th, you know what I mean? And I have that pushed out, too.
Okay, say less. So I guess you got a lot of content that's gonna keep people engaged and entertained. So that's really dope. So before I let you go, man, let the people know where they could find you, your Instagram, your Spotify, and things like that, where they could buy your merch or whatever, where they could kind of like tap in with you.
Right now, you could tap into 724apex, right, .com, so for merch and stuff, and for 724 merch and stuff. And right now, you could tap into my Instagrams, the 724 Capo, my artist name 724 Capo on iTunes, Spotify, all of that.
Okay, I say less, man. I really appreciate you coming on the podcast, chopping it up with me. You know what I mean? I hope everybody gets to tap in with you and your music and checking what you got coming up next. And I appreciate everybody for listening right now, listen to the podcast. Thank you very much for tuning in one more time to listen to the A&R for the Streets podcast. It was your boy A&R for the Streets, and this is Capo. You already know what it is, man. I'll at you, boy. I'm out.